I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this: talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. I know that you've missed me, and I've missed you, and we have a lot to catch up on. Life has been so crazy over these past couple weeks between Christmas and COVID scares and quarantines and college, and just there's so much happening. I have to update y'all on so much. So this episode is about 2022 looking forward. I'm going to reflect on some of my favorite episodes from last year throughout this, and let's just talk about a new year of Make It Cute. So just buckle up. We're going along for a little bit of a ride. Like I said, it has been a hot second since I put out an episode because we had two holidays that happened to fall on my regular posting days. I had a guest who canceled. There has just been so much going on that I just can't even wrap my head around it. But y'all know the first Friday of January that I have to bless you guys with an episode. Fridays at 6 a.m., y'all know what it is. Anyways, so much has happened, and I'm probably going to repeat that so many times, but let's just talk about the last time we talked. Last time we spoke, I think that week I had gone back from Europe, and I was exiled to my home because someone in my office ended up catching COVID, so then I had to go home and quarantine and wait to test negative, and then that happened, but then Omicron uptick was like, hello, you're not going back into your office. So haven't been in my office since the beginning of December, probably about a month now, which is insane. And then there was the holidays, but I'm going to air all of my dirty laundry and all of my bullshit on this episode because, like I said, there's been a lot happening. So I almost wasn't able to go home for the holidays because let's catch up. We haven't talked since before the holidays. Oh, and Happy New Year to all you beautiful people. I also feel like I need to say that and preface that. But again, back to the pre-holiday bullshit. So again, I had my little COVID scare where I thought I might have been infected. And then I had a very close family member also have a COVID scare that would have not allowed me to go home for the holidays. I ended up going home. I had a great time. It was really reflective. And I really was able to kind of see the people who are there for me, ride or die. And I'm really had a chance to reflect on my friendships and kind of what friendships I want to continue going on into this year. Obviously, I'm not going to air all of my dirty laundry. I got to keep a little bit of something in the basket for myself. But let's just say decisions were made. People were informed. People weren't informed. People were involuntarily unsubscribed. And I think that's growth. That is exactly what I need for 2022. There was that. And then, you know, the actual holidays happening, and then the New Year holiday and me going back. And it was so much. And it was so much to deal with. I feel like with like COVID and the Omicron uptick, like the first thing I want to do is just shut down. I literally just don't want to be involved. I don't want to be bothered. Like, I don't have the capacity to do anything. So me taking a break from producing episodes was kind of a strategic thing, but also simultaneously it was due to the holidays. Like I said, I've missed you all so much, and I hope that you've missed listening to my voice, because I've missed, you know, speaking into this microphone and hoping that my neighbors don't interrupt my recording session. So nonetheless, let's talk about 2022. I've talked about it on many episodes. I forgot what the episode is called, but last year I issued an episode. I sound so official, like the freaking treasury or something. But I put out an episode about goal setting and how I set my goals quarterly. So I want to talk about my goals. I want y'all to keep me accountable. And maybe the first Friday of each new quarter, I will say my quarterly goals and we can stick with it. But before I say that, every year I have a word of intention. If you listen to my episode, I think it was called Dry January, it's canceled. It was my first episode of last year. My word of intention last year was mindfulness, and I talked about it all throughout the year. You can listen to a bunch of different episodes, whether it was in January, April, August, December. Well, there was only one episode in December, but the word of intention is just kind of the word that I live my year by, things that I try and do. So last year's word of intention was mindfulness, and this year's word of intention is literacy, in the sense of literacy in all functions of my life, whether that is financial literacy or just being literate in understanding my emotions, being literate in almost literacy hybrid of mindfulness and literacy, of just like making sure I'm okay and taking care of myself. So this year I really want to, like, you know, stuff that wallet and, you know, pad up those accounts some more. I also want to just like kick ass in grad school. So I guess moving into my quarterly goals, for those of you who don't know, I am starting grad school 2 days from the time that you'll be listening to this. So I am so excited. I'm getting my master's in psychology. Because why? Because I can, and because I am a bad... Yeah, okay. Obviously I can't finish my sentences today, but yeah, I'm going to grad school. Super excited about that. Also, if you couldn't tell, the structure of today's episode, it's a little different. We're just kind of having a conversation today, because for me, I talk on this podcast like I'm talking to one of my friends. That's why I love having guests on, and that's why I love it, because it's almost like just having a back and forth conversation. So we're going to be having a conversation. So I'm going to ask you questions, and I want you to reflect. And I want you to, like, you know, maybe answer out loud, pause the episode, or don't pause the episode and try and talk over me. But that's not going to benefit either one of us. So maybe like pause it. But anyways, like I said, quarterly goals is to kick ass in grad school, because I'm about to be a graduate student in addition to working full time. And then I guess my other goal is just to, like, you know, keep learning my job. I've been there for 6 months now since I left my former job that I have a love-hate relationship with, but I'm very excited that this will be my first January where I don't want to cry every single night. So, you know, we're thriving in different ways. And also, thirdly, my other quarterly goal is just to really work on maintaining the relationships that I've had and being mindful of that and just increasing that friendship, coworkership, camaraderie, whatever the case may be. Turning, you know, friends into better friends, turning coworkers into friends. I think that's something that I'm totally working on and something that has been happening. It's so funny because I would have never thought that I'd be hanging out with like coworkers outside of work, like especially in this environment. Like, it was a new job. Like, my previous job, I interned with those people. Like, we kind of entered the workforce together, and now here we are, and everyone's different ages, everyone's different walks of life, and everyone's like professional. And it's like, okay, cool. It's nice to know that we can hang out and shoot the shit and whatever the case may be. So very excited for this in Q1, and I'm looking forward to doing so much more with that as well. Looking back at 2021, it was so weird because at the very beginning of 2021, I was on cloud nine. My videos were going viral on TikTok. I was creating content super regularly. I was in a magazine. I ended up being in a couple other magazines, like pseudo magazines, based upon like my original article. People were still like, I guess I was still relevant. And I self-proclaimed that I'm in my flop era, which is really funny because like listeners on the podcast, you guys have been gobbling everything up and I love it. And keep telling your friends to listen, keep growing our community. Like, who knows, maybe we'll be the next big thing in 2022. That's also a goal that I didn't mention, but I really just want to connect with you. So I'm going to be setting up a Make It Cute hotline where you can come and confess all of your indiscrepancies, or like you can just ask me questions or whatever the case may be. That number will be set up and sent out on my Instagram, and I'll probably mention it in my next episode whenever it's finally live. And I'm just gonna keep doing the content that makes me happy. But it's so funny because when I think back to myself this time last year, I was really on top of my game. I was still doing brand deals, I was doing so many things. And now I feel like whenever it comes to my creator side, what am I doing? I'm focusing on my podcast, which is great, and I love this, and I love connecting with all of you, but what else am I doing? But what I recognized is I grew so much professionally. I grew so much personally. I am a completely different person than I was then. Back then, I was like not like super miserable, but I was decently miserable to the extent where I didn't love the life that I was living. And I'm at the point where I'm really loving my life and the people that I have in it. I'm opening myself up to new experiences, and I'm open to just living life a little bit differently than I have before. I mean, I wasn't like a miserable person walking around with like a storm cloud over my head, but also I didn't want to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. And now I'm kind of striving towards that ladder of being like, you know, just happy and being trying like to be a beacon of light for people. But you can't always do that. You can't always be happy, and it's perfectly fine. But nonetheless, just looking back at last year, so many cool topics we talked about on this pod, because last year was the main life of this podcast. We started in 2020, but we only had a couple months. So I think we may have been able to get like 12 or 13 episodes under our belt before the end of 2020. And then we have a bunch of episodes from 2021 and a bunch of amazing guests. We had Honey Boba Bear, Kelly. We had Justine Snacks on. We had The Sugar Pusher. I even was able to have like a friend or two on. I was able to have Mackie, Champagne Folky on. I had my producer, Molly on. We had so many fun experiences last year, and I'm so looking forward to continuing to do this. But I guess talking about what the future of Make It Cute looks like, the future is this. We're going to have more conversations. We're going to talk about more things. There's going to be so much more Taylor Swift content. I know that y'all might be sick of me, but I love me some T-Swift, and we are going to continue with the Taylor content. We're going to continue with the Am I the Asshole series. I honestly wanted to make this like the Am I the Asshole episode, the first one of the year, but I figured I'd hold off just because I owed you guys an explanation to why I haven't been here, to why I wasn't posting. And it's because
as a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Life happens. Outside of this, I am still a human, and y'all know this, and none of you guys were mean to me about my absence, so I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for all of you who are still listening, because like I said, this episode, it's a little different from what we previously have done. Usually it's a little bit more structured. It has like more of a common theme, maybe a little bit more outlined, but this one is literally just us catching up. We're having a conversation. So I guess my question to you is, what are your goals? Have you started planning them? Do you have New Year's resolutions? Are you a New Year, New Me type person? I am not a New Year, New Me type of person at all. I am very much, like I said, quarterly. I'm always changing. I'm a completely different person than I was a year ago. And I'm very thankful for that because that shows I'm growing. Also, y'all, if y'all have been on TikTok, are you guys on Elmo TikTok? Because I was just saying something like a couple seconds ago and it sounded almost like that. And the TikTok is like, onion, celery, garlic, balsamic vinegar. That's a big word for Elmo. Like everyone's like joking that Elmo is from like the Bronx. So I had to share that. Which was very random, but I felt compelled to share that with all of you because, again, this is a conversation. If I was having a conversation with a friend, I probably would have stopped. We probably would have had a giggle. If you're not giggling, then I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. This isn't a stand-up show. You guys know this. Like, I don't do stand-up comedy. I'll crack a joke once or twice for my own enjoyment. But other than that, you guys know what to expect when you turn on this show, when you hit play on your playing devices. Nonetheless, let's just keep talking about the future for Make It Cute. So like I said, more Am I the Asshole, more Taylor Swift. And one thing that I also am going to do is more guests. If you didn't notice, towards the end of the year, I definitely had a lot more guest features. And I'm super excited about some of the people I want to talk with this year. If you have anyone that you want me to talk with, submit them. Put them in my inbox. Tell them, hey, I think I would love to hear you guys have a conversation. And I will sometimes reach out to them. I'm not going to say I'm going to reach out to them all the time because also I need to make sure that I feel like I would have a good conversation with them and that, you know, maybe I'm not reaching out to a complete stranger. But nonetheless, I'm so excited for the future of Make It Cute and the future of me because, like I said, I have so many things that I kind of want to do this year. Like I'm in a wedding, I guess technically two weddings. I'm traveling to Europe again. I am just trying to like do my best. I'm just trying to survive, y'all. But nonetheless, I think it's just so important that we're investing on ourselves and investing in our health and our wealth and whatever the case may be, because without that, it's so important. I was so crippled earlier a couple weeks ago just by the stress of COVID, the stress of traveling, the stress of the holidays, just stress everywhere. And now I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot more centered. I'm feeling a lot more clear. Things are kind of falling into place in the way that I wanted. And it's such an exciting feeling. So if you can do anything for yourself, just find that peace, find that center over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months, even over the next couple years, it's a journey. So that's one thing that's super important. And this episode's going to air on the shorter side, just because this is a catch-up episode. Am I the Asshole? Will probably be a next week episode, and that'll be a lot more in depth. Or maybe I'll have a guest next week. Who knows? Keep your ears peeled. But what I will say is I'm going to leave you guys with a drink, because that's what I always do. Like, the one thing that I always try to do is give you something delicious to drink. And with it being New Year, New Me, I'm actually attempting to participate in Dry January. I'm not going to lie. Day 5 came knocking and the wine started dropping. But, you know, it's a redo. New Year, New Me again. I say on January 7th, but nonetheless, I'm going to leave you with a cocktail that you can drink and have. I've been really obsessed with like White Russians lately, but also I'm lactose intolerant. So I'm going to give you a dairy-free white Russian. I cannot speak today, y'all. And then I'm going to leave you because, as you can tell, I'm a little bit congested. I don't think it's Miss Rona, but nonetheless, I keep having to like clear my throat, and it's not sexy, y'all. I mean, unless the kind of sick voice is sexy. Oh my gosh. Anyways, let's talk about this lactose vegan, maybe not vegan, but lactose free White Russian. So what you're going to do is you're going to take 1.5 ounces of Kahlua, pour that up into a glass with ice in it, and then you're going to take 1 ounce of vodka, pour that over, because we're drinking for results in the new year, as we should. And then you're just going to top it off with your favorite non-dairy milk. So I'm going to use this really good creamy almond milk. It has like a little bit of vanilla flavor. You're just going to pour that up until it turns white, and that is your White Russian. It is now guilt-free. Instead of using the cream or using 1.5 ounces, it's now less guilty. And by I say less guilty, I mean for my lactose intolerant friends. Nonetheless, like I said, this episode was going to be a little bit shorter because it's a catch-up. I'm so looking forward to delivering some fun episodes over the next year and years to come, because look at us. Make it cute. 2022. Make it cute too. I don't know. I tried doing something with that, but obviously I'm spiraling. But I will catch you guys next week for a really fun episode. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be fun. And we're going to keep going. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcast, scroll down. Yeah, keep scrolling. You see those little stars? Just hit that 5. Hit that 5th one from the left. And tell me how much you love me. Thank you. I will catch you on the next week's episode. Bye.